This began as a burglary in progress at the Target store in Aberdeen. Target security personnel actually observed him on cameras inside the store, and police say he removed about $1,400 worth of electronic equipment. Target security notified the Aberdeen Police Department that this was occurring. They gave them a description of the car and the suspect. Aberdeen police responded. The first officer into the parking lot saw the vehicle and the suspect. It was headed out of the parking lot. The suspect collided with that first responding officer, injuring the officer and disabling his vehicle. The suspect then fled in his vehicle, and a pursuit ensued involving Aberdeen police and ultimately Maryland State Troopers. It went up and down 95 with the suspect at speeds up to 100 miles an hour, moving off and onto Interstate 95 through various exits, and ended up in the southbound ramp to a rest area here in Aberdeen.
And what happened there? He did what? He pulled off in an attempt, I assume, to keep eluding police.
Well, about 5 miles north of the rest area, the state troopers had deployed stop sticks, and the right front tire of the suspect's vehicle had been punctured, but he continued on, and when he reached this southbound ramp here area here, he continued to collide with pursuing police vehicles. There was a point where he then turned around on the ramp, and police thought that he had stopped his vehicle. They got out of their cars to approach the vehicle, at which time he apparently accelerated towards them in his vehicle. The officers then were in fear for their lives, and troopers and an Aberdeen police officer fired at the suspect. He was injured and was flown by state police helicopter to Shock Trauma, where he was pronounced deceased.
All right, and the officers were all uninjured, I understand, except for in one case.
That's correct. One Aberdeen police officer was injured who initially encountered the suspect. The other officers involved and the troopers involved were not injured.
All right. Is there anything left to do with this in terms of what happened? As far as you know, were there any other accomplices involved that you know of, or is this over now?
We have no information at this time that there was any other accomplice with him during the burglary. He was the only occupant in the vehicle during the pursuit. But our investigation by the State Police Homicide Unit into the police-involved shooting will continue. That investigation will be presented to the Harford County State's Attorney for his review. The State's Attorney did come to the scene today and was briefed by investigators here, but he'll look at the complete report once it's completed and decide about the behavior of the officers, the actions of the officers in the defense of their lives.